Today's daf is daf Ein Vav. So I figure everyone got to the bottom of Ein Hem Rebeis, the new parak. Hasoches Omen, great. So the parak begins, the mission begins. Hasoches Omenim, that a person hires a worker, the Hitu Zedzen, they trick each other. The Gemara is going to explain, Rashi says how they exactly tricked each other. They were chozer, they made a deal, and they went back on the deal. So Ein Lehem Ze El Aze El Tarumos. They only have complaints, tightness on each other, but there's nothing real substantial. There's no monetary claim they could have on each other. Now there's an important Tosos here. Tosos writes in the top here, Asocha Sa'umnim, Mashmalei Bein B'Shiyom Bein B'Kabbalanus. The Pashtus of the Mishnah is referring to any type of worker, whether he's a worker gets paid for the day or he's a contractor where you pay him for the job, and not per day. That's the initial understanding, but then Tosos quotes from the Gemara later on, we'll get to in Daf Pei Gimel. It says it only applies, this whole halacha applies to Shir Yom only, a guy who gets hired for the day, but a Kabbalan, a guy who's doing a certain project, a contractor, that is not subject to these halachas. So the Mishnah says, he doesn't say which one it is. I would imagine it's be more machmir because it's a contract, but I don't know. We'll have to wait to ein pei gimel and ein zayin to appreciate this more. No, it says right here. Look at Tosos. We'll continue reading Tosos. He writes, "Aval bepirkan debaser hachi and daf pei gimel naked poalim mishum de poalim lo mashma el eschireyom debahachi mari." The word Paulim indicates Schir Yom only. The Rav Nami, the Kamar Paul Yochel Achzer, Afil Bechatzi Yom, Dafra B'Schir Yom Ari, V'lo B'Kablon, K'demuchach B'Shmaitan, V'lachach Naked Paul, V'lo Uman. Okay, we're not going to really appreciate what Tosa is trying to get here.
It seems that a Paul, he only has obligation for a certain amount of time that's shorter. Kablan, he has the whole work.
He has to finish the project, right. Okay, so the Mishnah again says, Asocha se omnim vihitu zedze, ein lem ze al ze elatarumos. They only have tightness in each other, but there's no, again, financial claim. Sachar es achamar vesakader lahavi prifin vichalilim lakala. They hire a donkey rider, or they hire some guy who's leading a wagon to bring some prifin. What's prifin? Says Rashi, Eitzim meshupin venom lasos lo iparyon. A very nice, nice shaved down, clean wood to build what's in the Parion, it's a very nice wagon, I think, where they used to put
a bridal canopy.
Okay, it's a pasuk also in the Kohelis talks about this. The Chalila Makalan, different types of flutes and things. Rashi says, L'sameya chasim l'kala. Ola mace, or maybe something to accompany, to escort the mace. Upalim lahalos pishtonum in amisher, or you hire some workers to take the pishon. They used to have the flax soaking in a vat of water, and you hire them to take it out of this vat. Anything else that would be a tremendous loss if they just pull out of this deal, there's going to be a loss. So then the halach is v'chazu, and they retract. Behen makom she'ein sham adam. If it's a situation where there's no other person to replace them, you can't find anyone else to work for it, and the pishan's going to be a loss or whatever other thing. If you walk away, you're going to ruin the merchandise. Socher aleihem omitan omitan. What does that mean? Socher aleihem. Rashi says socher aleihem bnei adam biyukar v'aleihem l'shalem. You could hire other people for a lot of money, and then you are able to chase after these poalim who pulled out of the deal, and they're responsible to pay that high price. Oh, mitan, or you could trick them. Now Rashi says the Gemara is going to tell us what that means is, but I think what it means is you could charge them a higher price. Tell them you're charging them a higher price, and then they're going to work, but not really pay them the higher price. You pay them the initial wages that you had agreed with them originally. That's all they pull back when there's going to be a great loss. Now, sochas umnim, if you hire workers, the chazu bahem, and then they retracted. So Rashi says, La'acha she'asu miktas. They started the work. They started to do it a little bit. And then they walked away from your house. They started to work in your bathroom. They started doing demolition. Then they walked away from the house. So what's the halacha? Yadam al hatachtonu. Their hand, they have the lower hand. In what? So Rashi explains, Yadam al hatachtonu, im huku palim. If the workers are more expensive now, you can't find anyone for the same price anymore. Ve'eno motzi ma'ishik mirenu bischar she'magia le'ilu ala asid la'asa. No one wants to finish somebody else's job. So now for the guy, if you want me to finish this guy's job, you have to pay me more money. I'm not interested in doing that. So now, ma'akev mischar mimash asu komashi yitzarech lo'otzi achetigmar mlachto bischar she'pasuk im elu. So what happens is, you could hold back the schar, what they already did, what you owe the guy who started the job, and you could hold it back from him, because you need that money to pay some other workers now to finish the job. That's what it means. Vim who's the problem? Let's say you find cheaper workers. It happens to work for your benefit now. Vimsa sheg merenu bepachos. You see a guy who's willing to work for much less and finish a job. Masha asu. So then v'yitein lehem masha pasuk. You could give them according to the lower wages now. Asu chetzi yitein lehem chetzi scharim. They do half it. You give half the money. Give me the initial price. Give me the extra money that you saved. It should come back to us as the initial workers. So in all these circumstances, whether it goes up or lower in wages, these people who pulled away, the workers who pulled away, have the lower hand. Then the Mishnah says on the top of Ayin Vav, Imbal HaBayis Chozer, but if the employer pulls back, then Chazubo, Yadu al tachtanu, he has the lower hand. And what does that mean? Says Rashi, the same exact case. Yitain lahem lefi masha asu, he has to pay according to what he initially told him in the beginning. Vim huzlu mlechas poalim, let's say the work is cheaper now. Yitain lahem kama shepasuk, doesn't make a difference. He has to pay the initial agreement that they had. And then the Mishnah finishes off saying, kol hameshana yadu al tachtanu, whoever changes, whoever is chozer, v'chol chozer bao yadu al tachtanu. So whoever changes the agreement, changes the deal, Rashi says, Kol HaMeshana refers to Kigo Nasan Semer Letzava Letzavo Adam Letzavo Shachar. You were given the item to color red, but instead you colored it black, so then you did the Shinoi, you were Yadu Al Tachtanu. You have to either pay the higher price of the Shevach versus the Yitzia, and anyone who's Chozer, which is what our Mishnah is referring to, is anybody who pulls out of a deal, his Yadu is Al Tachtanu. So this is the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Chazu Zebazel Lokotani Elu Hitu Zedze. The beginning of the Mishnah doesn't say one of the guys is chozer. It says they tricked each other. They made a mistake on each other. What's hitu mean? So the Gemara says hechi dami. So I'm sorry. Hitu zeder deato poalim ahadade, that the workers seem to have tricked each other. What does that mean? So Gemara explains hechi dami. What's the case here? Damrele bal habayis. The bal habayis says to a guy. So he says zil ogerli poalim. Go hire for me some workers. And he went ahead and he tricked these workers. So what happened? Hechidami. E damer le balhabayis ba'arba. He says hire workers for four zuz for a day. Vazal ihi, and he goes ahead and says amarlu betlasa. So then I'll hire you for three. So he gives them cheaper and they accept it. So then tarumos. So my avidase. So what kind of tarumas are they going to have? Meaning the worker says, why'd you hire me for $3? The guy who's willing to spend me $4, you're tricking me. So they can have tarumas because they accepted the $3 in the beginning. So there's no tarumas. There wouldn't be any tainas they had. They were willing, $3 was enough for their time. That can't be a case of tainas. If he says, I'll pay the workers $3 a day, vazel ihu, and he goes ahead, the shliach goes ahead, amarlehu barba, says that the guy's going to pay $4 a day. So now what's this scenario going to play out as? So if the shliach says your wage is upon me as a shliach, so nisiv lehu mididay, he has to pay out of pocket. He lied. So there should be no tainas that the workers have on the baal bayis. They're getting their money. Disanid, because the Braisa tells us, hasocher esapoa, lasos bishalo, a guy hires a worker to work on his property, the chozer, and he's chozer, the baal bayis is chozer on this. But he shows him some other guy's property. So no sin lo scharo. So the guy who hired him, even though it's some other guy's property, the employer has to pay him the money, even though he showed some other guy's property. So no sin lo scharo mishalim v'chozer v'notu mibal habayis. Then the guy, the agent, could go collect from the owner of the land, because in the end of the day, the owner of the land got the benefit.
I don't understand this case.
The case is where I hired you to work for my land. Now, you said you agreed, we made a deal, and then I showed you Adam's land, though. So you started working on his land.
Right, and his land is what? Is it a matter that one is better than the other one? So what's the matter?
No, he needs to get paid. So the Bryce is just saying that I need to pay you because I'm the one who hired you, but then I could chase after Adam because in the end of the day, he's the one who got the hanah from his property, so I could collect from Adam for the shevach that he got. So no tell me, baha bayis, mashu nehenenu. So he got some hanah. Again, there's a whole other discussion about Yorei de Vinichse Chavero. He never asked me to do that. So if I put up a nice fancy fence in his backyard and all this gardening, and Adam wasn't interested in this, so would I be? Does he have to pay for that money? So we have to figure out exactly what that case is.
What's the point? You hire somebody to work in your land, and then you show him the other one. He's trying to trick. I don't understand what's the case.
The case is that, I'm not sure why a guy would do this. but I hired you.
By mistake or what?
No, on purpose.
You showed him?
No, it seemed on purpose. I don't know what the guy was thinking, why he did this. But
right,
just scenario
no,
that...
No point.
Whatever he was thinking, the point was, there's nothing between the workers. There's no issue between the workers and the guy.
No, right, right, I understand. You know, I was just trying to figure out what anybody was. All right.
But the case is, he said, Tzcharchem alai, that I said, I'm willing to pay you, so you don't have to chase after Adam for your money for doing the nice gardening. I took upon the responsibility to pay you. Now then, I want my payment back, so I could tell Adam, or it could be just the case. Maybe Adam asked me to get you a gardener for his yard, so I did that. But for some reason, I told you that I'll pay you. Tzcharchem alai. So now you chase after me for the money, I need to pay you. So there's no tainus there at all, because you're getting your money, and that's it. So what's the situation in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha damar lehu scharchem al bahabai. So he says, I'm going to hire you, Ricky, working out of land, but you're getting paid not by me, I'm just the broker here, Adam's going to pay you. So now the situation is, Adam says he's willing to only pay 3 zuz, but I told you he's going to pay you 4 zuz. So lech say, problem hechi misgayer. So why not go out and see what's the practice? What's the minimum wage that a Pol is willing to get? If it's 4, so then the Pol should get 4. If it's 3, then the Pol should get 3, regardless of what he said. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, there's no set minimum wage here. De'ikav demagar ba'arba, v'ikav demagar miskar bitlasa. And it's some, depends on the different person. Damrulay, they say, so now they could make a taina. Ilav damr slam ba'arba. So... Tachin miskar and barba. Had you not said initially that you'll hire us for 4, then they would have waited until they found some other guy to hire us for 4. If they would have been desperate, they would have done 3. But I told them I'm giving you 4 zuz a day. They said, oh, that's great, okay. Had you sent 3 zuz, we would have said, no, we're not interested. We want to find some other guy who's willing to hire us for 4 zuz. So now the fact that I told you 4 zuz, but the Baal Bais only was willing to pay 3 zuz, this is the case of Hitu Zedzeh, where the Shliach had tricked the initial Bahabayas. And in the end of the day, the Mishnah is telling us that all I have to really do is pay you 3 zuz, because that's what the Bahabayas says, and the Polim only have tainas and tarumos on the middleman, me the middleman, for lying to you guys.
And the middleman is patur to give the difference.
That's what it sounds like. It's exact. We never signed the contract. I just told you 4 zuz, and I lied to you. It doesn't seem very fair, but according to this reading of the Gemara, that's what's going on here. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, another suggestion is Hacha, Bebal Habayis Askinan. The Amrilei, we're dealing with the Baal Habayis directly, there is no middleman. And the Polim say to the Baal Habayis, Ilab Damrislan Barba, had you not told us 4 zuz a day, Havazile Ben Milsa Laskure. So it would have been a Zil Misa for us to be hired in such a way. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ibai Seima, Bebal Habayis Askinan, Bepol Sheyeshlo Latmo Sado Sheinshalo. the worker has his own fields also. He's not interested in putting away his not working his land unless he's getting paid a higher job somewhere else. It would have been it's not worth his time. He has to take care of his own lands. He's not a worker who's just staying on the corner of the street waiting by the train station for someone to work for him. He has his own property. But if you're telling me I'm going to get more money to go out and go out and speak for the weekend, I'll get a nice amount of money. So it's worth me leaving the job this Shabbos in Aish and go speak somewhere else for a lot more money. But if it's the same price I'm getting here at Aish, so it's not worth my time here. So that's what was the tainas here. But in the end of the day, even though the Baal Bais lied to him, which is a strange thing, he has no financial taina on the Baal Bais. He could just get upset at him. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, a third suggestion.
But this case also is a shliach in the middle, right?
I thought this case was the Baal Bais directly.
I think the Pol is the Baal Bais.
I think that the Pol is the Baal Bais. What's saying is that the Pol is a Baal Bais of his own field, and he can say, listen, if I wouldn't, even though nobody gets paid more than 3, for me it's worth 4 because I would have worked my own field.
But there's still a middleman.
But there's still a middleman.
Aha, okay. Fine. Then the Gemara says, the third suggestion is, Ibai Seima, Yolam Bepol Limaskinan. Really, we're dealing with the workers. Rashi says, Hapalim Harigilim Lemlechas Achem. People who would normally work, they don't have their own field, they're always working for other people's fields. Damrilei, they say to the Baal Habayis, or to the Shliach, the middleman, Kaven Damrislan Barba, since you told us Arba, Tachinen Vavdina Lecha Vidasa Shapirta. We did a better job for you. Had you been paying us only 3, we would have done a lesser job. But now that you paid us 4, now we're putting more time and effort into it. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, let's look at the work they did. Let's look at the product. Berifka, so Rashi was with Berifka, mean, Shechafru Charet Sviva Sada, they milked a little ditch around the field. Vein Mlacht on the Keres, and the Mlacht is not recognizable, Kagon de Malumaya, Kid Messiah Vaziel. So the reason why you can't see what the work, if they did higher work, the Gemara says, so pay him for the higher product, the higher outcome. If it was a lesser, so pay him the threesers. So the Gemara says you can't. Because we're talking about Rivka, where they made a ditch and then they filled the ditch with water. There's no, it's not noticeable anymore what type of work that they did. So then the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Oh, sorry, I'm getting Rashi answered all these questions already. Gemara says, "Rivka nami made the yada. People know you can look how good the ditch was made. No, it's a case of Mali Maya since they filled up with water. There's no way to ascertain how the ditch was made, whether it was a high high standard made ditch or a lower standard." The Layada, and they don't know what it was made. So since they don't know, so then you pay the lower price, and all the problem have is Tarumos on the Shliach and the Baal HaBayis. And a fourth suggestion, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, the Olam Damerle Baal HaBayis Barba. Really, the Baal HaBayis says, I'll hire them for four. Vazal Ihu, and now he goes out, the middleman goes out, and Amr Lahu, he says to them, but it's Lasa for three. The Tukamar Savar Kabbal, but then we say above, they were willing to accept, so what's the tightness? They say, Leslecha al Timna told me Balaf. It wasn't fair to us. Okay, granted, we're willing to work for three, but we had the opportunity to get paid four for the day, and you held back from us, so that's enough. You could have a tie on that. Yeah, we accepted, but still, we could have gotten an extra bonus. That's a lot more money. So, therefore, they have Tarumos. So, there are four different suggestions as how the Baal HaBayis and the Shliach had tricked the Paulim, and why the Paulim only have Tarumos, and they don't have any financial tainus. Okay, the Gemara now says, I apshita, I amrle Baal HaBayis. It's obvious the Baal HaBayis says Bitlasas 3, Vazaiv Amrle Barba, but the middleman says they'll be hired for four. And Amrle, they say, Kimosh Amr Baal HaBayis. So they say whatever the Baal HaBayis says, we don't really trust you. So then Tatayu Alave. So their das is clearly on the Baal HaBayis, they're gonna get three. They don't know what the Baal HaBayis said, but whatever the Baal HaBayis, the employers do paying, whatever he agreed upon originally, whatever that number is, we're after him. So certainly in that case, you pay three, and seemingly there shouldn't be any tainus in that case either. Fine. So look what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Datayu aleve, apa pish amrulo harei anu nischarim kedive Baal HaBayis." Even though they said like the Baal HaBayis, lo lifchos mikzafo shazeh amru el hosif. So even though they said like the Baal HaBayis, it seems like from Rashi they're going to get paid the higher amount here. The kach amru mehem nislam dahachi amar Baal HaBayis. We trust you as the middleman. That's what the Baal HaBayis says. The chayin shab Baal HaBayis poches. Since the Baal HaBayis really said less than what you guys had told us, I amar lehen hay scharchem ala yitei mishalo, vi amar scharchem al Baal HaBayis yeshlem terumos alav. So it depends on what he says. If he says the shliach says scharchem ala, we're willing to pay for you, and they have to pay four. But if he says what the Baal HaBayis is paying the money, then it's going to be three, and all you would have is terumos because they were told four, but they were in the end of the day only getting three.
But either way, their das is on the four. That's the point that we're making.
The das on the four. But in the end of the day, but if it says Scharchem Alai, then they would get the four. But if it says Scharchem Al Baal HaBayis, in the end they would only get three. Okay. So Ella, then the Gemara says, I Amrle Baal HaBayis Barba. The Baal HaBayis says, I'll pay them four. Vazal Ihu Amrlehu Betlasa, and the middleman says, you're going to get three for this job. I mean, they say, Kimash Amr Baal HaBayis, whatever the Baal HaBayis says. So now what's the Shaila? My Adibura Didei Kasamchi Damrle. The mehemnes le dehachi amar Baal HaBayis. Do they say they trust his word? And we trust that this is what the Baal HaBayis says, which means it would only be three. Odimur perhaps is saying, adibur de Baal HaBayis kasamchi, we're trusting whatever the Baal HaBayis says. We don't know what he said, but maybe he said something different, in which case they would get the four, which is what the Baal HaBayis initially had said. So that's the suffix here. So again, if it's a case where the Baal HaBayis is three and they're getting offered the four, they obviously want the four. They say, okay, the four is what we want here. We're trusting that's what the Baal HaBayis said four. But if he said three, then they have a suffix in their head. Maybe really Baal HaBayis said four and he changed their mind. So we don't know. Are they really trusting that three was what was said? Or they think maybe the Baal HaBayis really said four and they're really going back on whatever statement the Baal HaBayis said. So what's the answer? So the Gemara brings a raya, Tashma, they bring a raya here from the case that appears in Maseches Gittin. Havali Giti, he says, bring for me my get. Vishtecha Amra, Hiskabel Ligiti, accept my get. So Hu Amar Helach Kamash Amra. So what happens is, who's saying Havili Gita? So
she says,
give me my get. Vishtecha Amra Hiskabeli Gita. And the Shliach says, your wife says that I'm supposed to be the Shliach LaKabbalah. So Hu Amar Helach Kamash Amra. So give it to the Shliach. However my wife said. whatever she said. So Amar Rav Nachman, so what's the case here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, last three narrow lines.
The question is she his shliach, or is he her shliach, right? Is that the question?
His question is shliach lo'alacha or shliach le'kabbalah.
Right.
So look at Rashi clarifies what's going on. Rashi says, hevi ligiti v'ishticha amras hiskabel ligiti. Ha'isha sh'amr le'echad, imtim says ba'ali, if you find my husband, amr lo, say tim, she'ishlach li'es giti bi'adech, give me the get, send the get in your hand. Uvetehas ha'shlucha sh'bali, and le'garsheni, kishmagia get li'adeh. And you'll be my shliach le'halacha for the husband, so when it gets to my hand, that's when the divorce will take effect. The shliach le'halacha, al haba'al lasos, now the shliach, the husband has the right to appoint the shliach le'halacha to send the get. Now ha'isha miskareshes kishmagia get li'adeh. So when the get gets to her hand, so then the get's a good get. V'shliach le'kabbalah al ha'isha lasos. Now, for the shliach to serve as a kabbalah, only the isha, the wife, has the ability to make the shliach her representative to be a shliach le'kabbalah. Shehei hu shlucha u'kamosa, that the shliach could be like her, and tizkarish mishagil get liat shliach. That when the get is handed in the shliach's hand, that get is final there. So now it goes on here, it says, havi ligita, so she says to the shliach, get me the get. Vishtecha amra hiskabel ligita, but the shliach says that I was appointed as a shliach lekabbalah. That's not where it really happened, though. So now what happens? So hu amra, he gives it to the shliach. Heilach kamash amra, whatever she says. So does he mean whatever he trusts the shliach, that's a shliach lekabbalah, which the shliach isn't, in which case it would not be a good get? Or no, he goes back on the dibur of her isha, which means that she said it was shliach lalacha, and it's not a get until the shliach brings it back to him. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Amar Rav, afilu higia get liyada eina migureshes. Even if a get gets to her hand, it's not a good get. Why? Shmas mina adibura didei kasamach. Because he relies on the shliach. I trust you as the shliach. So you said shliach l'kabbalah, here's the get. And the husband never appointed the shliach to be a shliach l'halach to represent him. So therefore, the get is completely cancelled. So the Gemara says, why?
Well, because she wants him to be
shliach lehalacha
for the husband,
and the husband never appointed him
shliach
lehalacha. There's no mina shlichas, so we see clearly trust whatever the shliach said to him, that you must be a shliach lekabbalah. That's what the Baal Bais thinks. The Baal thinks, but it's not true. The shliach isn't really a shliach lekabbalah because the wife never appointed him as a shliach lekabbalah. So the Gemara explains further. Because this hakadaitach, if you would have thought that dibura dida kasamech, if he's really relying on her, the wife's statement, even though he doesn't know what she actually said, so then we would say, Michimata Gita Liada Miha Tigarish. So he hands her the get, it's not a shliach lekabbalah because he's trusting whatever she said. And when the shliach goes over to the wife and hands her the get should be a good get. Since we don't say that, it must be that he relies on the shliach statement, not on whatever she said. So it comes along,
Amar Rav Nachman. I'm sorry, so this would show that people rely on the balabais.
No, on the shliach. You rely on the shliach here.
I'm saying in our case.
In our case, you would rely on whatever the shliach told you. You trust the middleman you trust. So in which case, if the middleman says three, even though the Baal Bais actually said four, they trust the shliach. That must be what the Baal Bais said of three. We're taking the three. Saver v'kabel. Even though he actually said four. We don't go back to the original mishaleach. So the Gemara says, so comes along Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, going on to Amar Beis now. Hashtar, now let's understand this case for a second. Let's see. Bishma, it makes sense. If you said the opposite, what's the opposite case? Hiskabel ligiti, if she says, I want you to be my shliach lekabbalah, and the shliach says, vishach, he says, oh, your wife said, amra haveli giti, your wife said, I should be the shliach lalacha. So hu amar, heilach kamosh amra. So now the Baal says, I'm giving it to you, whatever she said. And on this, the opposite case, again, where she appointed shliach as shliach lekabbalah, and he presented himself as being a shliach l'halacha on behalf of the Baal. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav Mishagia get liyado migresha. So now, when the shliach gets to the hand, it's actually a good. When it gets to the hand of the shliach's hand, he hands it over to the shliach. It's a good get. So let's understand this case now.
Had he said this, Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua,
never said this. No, in a different scenario, we're going to have an opposite conclusion. If this were to be another situation.
Scenario. And Rav Nachman Amar Rav would come along and set such a svara in this type.
No, I think this is a whole other scenario where Rav Nachman paskins the following way in this scenario, but this scenario is going to give us an opposite conclusion.
Also,
was
the same.
Yeah, I don't think it's an if. I think it's this in this situation, just like the previous one was another situation. There's another situation here, so let's just see what he says. Alma, from this psak, Alma da dibura didaka samach. So when the Baal gives it, he doesn't trust the shliach that you're a shliach l'olach of me. Whatever my wife said. So the wife happened to say shliach l'kabbalah. So the moment he hands her, him rather, the shliach l'get, it's a good get. It's a shliach l'kabbalah. Because he doesn't trust the shliach, he trusts the wife. So, inami alternatively, mishiagia get liada negreshes. Or, if the get gets to her, and this is another psak, I guess, of another statement of what he possibly said. I guess you're right. This is a what-if statement. I guess Adam's right. If he says it's a get, when it gets to her hand, it will be a good get. Ama da dibura di dei kasamech. So then, he's trusting whatever the shliach says. So when he hands it to the shliach, well, the shliach said, I'm a shliach lehalacha, so now you're shliach lehalacha of me, and go bring it over to the wife. So that all makes sense. These cases in both scenarios. Had he made such a statement about that scenario, we would have come out with such a conclusion. But El Hassam, there, our initial case, the one we were speaking about originally, where the wife said, I want you to be a shliach l'holacha, and he presents himself as being a shliach l'kabbalah. In that case, mishum de'akar shliach l'shluchese l'gamre. In that case, a shliach uprooted himself entirely from being a shliach. Damarle shliach l'kabbalah havina l'holacha l'havina. Where he said, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, and I'm not going to be a shliach. So there's a very decent sized Rashi of why, what's the difference here. So in the first case where he was supposed to be a shliach l'halacha, and now he represents himself as being a shliach l'kabbalah, there was never shlichus in the first place. When the wife said, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha, he wasn't a shliach. He says, go there and be my husband's shliach. So there's no shlichus to talk about there. So whatever the husband decided, that's what it was.
He decided
what shliach you're going to be.
Right.
Now, but the other case where she appointed him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, so now he's going on to be my shliach as the wife shliach, and then he says I'm a shliach l'halacha. That statement severs the shlichas l'kabbalah that he was supposed to be for the wife, and that's why you can't talk about there being a good shlichas anymore.
Being a galadas, that in other words, he was never accepting upon himself the original shlichas.
Exactly. But in this scenario again, where the wife says to shliach, be the shliach l'halacha. That's what she said of my husband. She never appointed him to be a shliach. So when he made a statement in the end, he never uprooted an initial shlichas that he was a part of. There was no shlichas to talk about. Now, the shaila is, it makes sense that the husband appoints him to be a shliach l'halacha. Now he's saying, you're my shliach l'halacha, take it with you. That's completely fine. But if he says, okay, shliach l'kabbalah, the husband doesn't have the right to make the shliach a shliach l'kabbalah. And that shouldn't be a good shlichas. So that's the whole shaila. But we're just trying to take this at face value right now.
She said to him, be a shliach l'kabbalah. And he said, I'm going to be a shliach l'halacha. And we said in that case that had Rav Nachman said, if he gives it to him, he'll work as a shliach l'kabbalah. Had Rav Nachman said, he's going to be precious. We're saying in that case,
it wouldn't work.
It would work, right? That's what
he said. It would not work in that case. Because when he said, I'm a shliach l'halacha, he's okay the shliach l'halakabbalah he was supposed to be initially.
He said, had Rav Nachman said in that case, on the top of Amalaf.
No, that's the top of Amalaf is where she said shliach l'kabbalah. And he presented himself as a shliach l'halacha.
And we said there are two variations in that. Either if it gets to his hands, it's migrashis. We see it's on her dibur. If it gets to her hands, we see it's on his dibur.
So why is that not in a kira of the shlichus?
Because because there he initially went with her, with their kind of accepting his positioning as her shliach.
So let's look at this Rashi here. See Rashi, Ella Hassam. Rashi says around six lines down. Ella Hassam de Shmasle, there where you hear is him, the Amr Einem Migureshes, Ein Lecha Lilmon Midrav Nachman, Da Dibura Didei Samech, Vein Kan Shlichus Kedamis. When he says that Einem Migureshes is not a good Gerushin in the previous case in Amr Aleph, you can't learn from Rav Nachman that the Baal is trusting the Shliach statement. Even if you trust that he's the husband's going back on whatever the wife said initially, even if the husband makes a shliach into halacha now, like the isha wanted initially, the shliach never was willing to become a shliach. He uprooted the shlichus. Why? He says to him, shliach l'kabbalah ifshi le'asos. I want to be a shliach l'kabbalah. I don't want to go back to this wife now. I don't want to be a shliach la'alacha to go all the way back to where she is across the world. So even if he does make his way over back to the woman, it's not considered shlichus. Yeah, let's finish the line. Kishe kibla lo kiblu amnaskem. Because when he accepted this, he wasn't accepting this case. Let's just review the case one more time. The wife said, I want you to be, the previous case, I want you to be a shliach la'olacha for my husband. And he says, I want to be a shliach la'kabbalah. Just, I want to get this over with. Give it to me, and then I have to
is
go back to
him. Is that what he
anymore.
Says? Or he says, he just says, or you come and
leave. He claims, as why the wife said, I'm a shliach la'kabbalah.
Right, so that's what changes everything.
So husband gives it to him.
He's not willing to take it.
He doesn't want, exactly, he's not interested in shliach l'halacha. So therefore, that's why it's not a good gerushin. Nothing to do with trusting that dibur didei a dibur
dei. So husband also do with shlichas.
Yeah, I mentioned in Gong. But the second scenario here, about where she said, be my shliach l'kabbalah, he said, I'll be shliach l'halacha. He's willing to take it the extra mile. He's willing to do that further. So he's very interested in the shlichas. So then, whatever conclusion you would have, then you can make such a conclusion about a dibur didei, samach. But the previous case, he can't make any conclusions because it's a shliach where he took himself out of this picture. He doesn't want to be a shliach l'halacha anymore.
But the fact that he actually did accept it and take it and brought it doesn't ensure that he accepted it.
So Rashi just said.
Right, Rashi says. So he says, even though he does that.
He changes and now ultimately goes. Yeah. You see at the moment.
He changed his mind. But initially, he wasn't interested. The fact that he said he wants to be a shliach l'kabbalah, that initial statement right. When he took the, tells us he doesn't want to go back. He changed his mind later. But at that point, it's too late. The husband has to give him the get again. Because when you give the get and appoint him as a shliach,
right.
You have to start the process over again.
Right, the woman that he got the get,
Rashi in the last line says, Kabbalah is bechlal halacha with regards to tirah.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it's top case here, wasn't it?
Okay. Let's go weiter now. Gemara says, around 10 lines down, Ibai Seima. Alternatively, we could suggest the following. So this is going back on the, which case is it going on?
Going back on what hit to Zed Sami.
Okay, a fifth suggestion now. So this the Tana calls hitu also means chazu, to retract. They pulled out. Now that they were tricking each other, the sign of the Brisa says, Hasoches umnin vihitu es a balabai, so balabai's hitu osan, ein lehem ze al ze ela tarumos. So if the balabai is hitu or the umnim are, so then you no one has anything other than tarumos. Bamed varmamum, when is this all true? Shelo halchu, when they didn't go. So Rashi says, Shelo halchu, two wide lines down. What does it mean that they have no tainas and mammon on them? B'shelo halchu l'makom ha'malacha, u'beboker amar lem chozreni bi. So they didn't go to the malacha yet, and they retracted before they started the project. Aval halchu chamarim, if they started going, the donkey rider started going, v'lamatzu tvua, they didn't find any tvua. Rashi says, Aval im halchu eita ha'malacha, k'gonin chamarim, they were hired to bring grain from elsewhere. They went and they didn't find it. They were hired to go plow a field and then it was too wet. It was a swamp. They couldn't do anything to the field. So back to the Gemara now. So again, they couldn't fix the land. Mishalim, and they have to pay. They went to do the job, but the job wasn't ready for it to be done, but they did their part. Aval eino dome habaton lavo reikan osimacha mlacha liyoshi vibato. But even though you pay them, you cannot compare a case a person who brings carries tefuah back versus a person who brings nothing back. A person who works versus a person who doesn't work. So what does it mean eino dome? So Rashi says here, he explained the difference in price. You pay them less. You pay them just for walking empty-handed as opposed to walking with schlepping packages. And furthermore, Bamed Varmamun, where is this true? Shelo Hischilu B'mlacha. They didn't start the project. They walked there, but they didn't start any Mlacha just yet. Aval Hischilu B'mlacha, they started doing the work already. Shaman Lehen Masha Asu. Then they have to be paid for whatever work that they did. Even though it was a partial job, they do get paid for the partial job. And then, Keita, how does this work? Kiblu kama liktor b'shnei salam and katzu chetzia v'nichu chetzia. They were hired to cut down the grain, the wheat, for two salam, and they only cut half of it, so they get half the payment. They get one. Or begi larog b'shnei salam. They were hired to weave a piece of clothing for two salam. Argu chetzia v'nichu chetzia. They only do half of it. Shama lo esa masha also. They evaluate based on what it was, whatever they did. Haya yafes shisha dinarim v'nosin la sela. O yigmur mlachtan v'itlu shnei salam. So what happens is, Yafashisha dinarim, you pay them a sela. So look at Rashi. Rashi says around 10 wide lines down, Hayayafa shisha dinar, if it's worth 6 dinar, shim hayabalis chor sacher lechetzer, if they're going to hire a guy to do half a job, it's going to cost more, right? The guy, hire two guys to do each do half the job is more expensive than having one guy do the full job. So then, nimsa nifsid balabais, the balabais is losing, b'mashi asid lehasos, he has to pay more money now. Afilu hachi, still nonetheless, ein holchin achar ha'asid lehasos, ela shamin len esamashi asoi lefichesh when tonar v'nosin lembsela. So even though he's going to lose that money, you have to pay him for whatever he did for that job, and the Baal Bais is going to be at a loss of paying more money for the guy to finish the other job. Or what you could do is, you could try to convince the guy to finish the job and pay him the initial amount of two shlaim. Then the Gemara says, Vim sela nosen lem sela. If it's a sela, then you pay him a sela. What's that line going on? Rashi says, Vim sela, vim ein yaf el a sela, dinim tsam palin lasos, chetz asheni besela, nosen lem asha asoi sela. So what's the difference? Gemara says, Avi, that's pshita. Gemara says, Rashi says, if he did a work of a sela, so you pay him a sela. And you can find other workers to do a sela, you pay the new workers a sela, which seems to be an obvious statement. So the Gemara is going to address what he's trying to teach us in this last statement. Then Rabbi Dosa Omer, Shaman Lehem Asha Asid Lehasos, they know you actually have to evaluate how much it's going to cost in the future, and Haya Yafesh Shisha Dinarim Nosin Lem Shekel. If it's going to be 6 dinarim to pay a new guy, then you would take off the payment of the first half. You'd only pay him a shekel, as opposed to a full seller. Oh, Yigmur Melachtan V'Yitlu Shnei Salam. Or you tell them, finish the job and I'll pay you the amount we agreed on. But I'm not paying you for what you did that amount because I need to pay more money to the new guy to fix your job. Vim sela no sein lam sela. If it's worth a sela, you pay them a sela. Bamed vamamun. When is this all true? Bidavar shein avod. Something that doesn't get lost and ruined. Ababadavar ha'avod. Something that gets ruined. So chalem omitam. Then you could hire guys for a higher price. And then you could certainly take off the wages from the first guy who walked away. Or you could trick them in such a way. How do you trick them? Keita omitam. How do you trick the workers who are walking away from this project that's going to cause you a tremendous loss? So Omelhem, you say to them, Sela katatzi lachem, you know, I made a deal with you for a Sela, for the remaining part. Bo v'talushayim, I'm going to pay you double to finish the job now. So you're going to trick them, and then we don't have to actually pay them. I think that's just part of the tricking. So then the Gemara says,
he's going to just pay
him out. The guy is going to cause a loss to him, so I'm allowed to trick the guy for walking away from the job and causing me this potential loss. And I'll pay him the job I initially made with him, but I'm going to trick him to keep him around here.
Now you know why there is such a problem with all the kaplanim and all this stuff.
Yeah.
This
is true. Ad kama, sochalem, up until what? How much could you hire these guys for? So this is going on which line here of the. The new workers.
The other workers, the second workers.
Where he's going to take off the first guy's wages. Ad kama, how much are you willing to pay up? So sochalem, ad arbam v'chamishim zuz. You pay up to 40, 50 zuz. So that's a lot more money. Bamed v'mamun, what is this talking about? Bizman she'ein shampolim lischor. If you can't find any workers to hire, you pay that much money to find anybody to do the job. Aval, but yesh shampolim lischor v'amar tzei v'sachor me'elu ein la'alem el tarumos. There's only a situation where they don't want to find, you could pay a higher price. But if the guy says, listen, I can't finish a job, but I got a friend who could do it for him, so then you have to go with the other friend, even though you might not like them and you wanted to use some other workers, if he finds a replacement for him, then you have to be willing to accept those replacement workers. Now, what if these guys are not experienced, and, you know, then I imagine there's more to talk about. But this is probably talking about a case where they're experienced, Paul him, and he found a replacement, and all you could have is tainas because you want him to do the job, and not these guys, but you have no financial tainas on these people who walked away.
That's fine, but the guy will never get that back from the other guy because it's so much more than the other guy did.
Well, you take him to Bezdin, I guess, and then wherever he probably is, yeah.
The fact is that we have to take him to Bezdin.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so maybe we'll stop here because I see this goes deep into the next daf. Two dafs, so we'll stop here.
All right.